Hello, this is Valerie.
Oh, hi, my name is Kyle at Local Splash. How are you today?
Yes, good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. We spoke a few weeks ago. I saw there was a request to give you a call back. You were asking about some tags or something.
Well, I had gotten an email from y'all about some tags, and then I had left a message maybe last week just saying, I've even forgotten what. I know that this form that we are doing with the Facebook ad, like it's only letting them do one name, and it doesn't tell me a wedding date. It prints all on top of each other. It doesn't have the groom's name. Like, it's not a very good form.
Which form are you talking about?
It says, "Dear Valerie, we have a new lead from," and I can't even read it because it's got download now. Facebook advertising campaign. Can't read the next sentence because it's got something written over the top. As soon as possible. And then it's got name, and then you can't see all the name because it says download on the App Store. Get it on Google Play. And then it has messages.
Yeah, it's just all written all over the top of each other. And
okay. Would you have to send me a screenshot so I can see what you're looking at?
Okay.
You can text it over to us and I can have a look.
And I will do that. Then I've gotten this one. Let's see. Okay. So let me print this so you can see. Because on the screen it looks okay, but when you print it, which I print things, it's all on top of each other. And it, again, it does not have the groom's name. It does not have a wedding date. It does not have that information. That would be very helpful for me to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the form on Facebook is limited. It doesn't have those sort of fields because it's like obviously a general one. But it does, we can ask for, so there's a message area where they can leave a message and we can ask for that information there. Currently what I think happens on Facebook, well, what I've seen happens when I do a form on Facebook, it will pre-populate like some options, but a person can actually write in there exactly what they want. It's just some people just don't do that. But we can ask for more information like that in the form. It will be in the message, so it will be for free for them to type that in or not, but it could still come in without that.
Yeah, and I see that, the message, wedding setup, this one says marriage. What number do I text this to, this picture?
Oh, 877.
Okay.
635.
Okay.
6225. And the leads that you've gotten when you call back, have you had any success with them or?
With who?
With the leads that you've received so far, when you call them back, have you had any success with them, like getting hold of them and stuff like that?
Some of them. That was another question I had because I'm calling them from my cell phone, and I think maybe because it's not my business phone, maybe they're not wanting to answer. Sometimes people are answering and other times they're not.
It's
been hit and miss, and I wondered if there was any fixing that.
Well, we can't control, like, who answers, but, I mean, if you've had some success with people answering, then that's great. I mean, so I know that a lot of leads will come in and sometimes people don't answer. Or they never respect it, they're non-responsive, so there's no way to sort of fix that. You know, if you're phoning from your phone or the business phone, it's up to the other user if they answer. I mean, as far as we can get the lead, but I mean, we can't, sometimes, like, if the number's wrong, for example, or something like that, there isn't a way to try and get hold of them another way. But also, it's up to them if they actually answer the phone or not. You can obviously try and follow up and stuff like that as well.
Okay.
And then I've been getting these different messages from Facebook, and I don't know if they are, you know, fake or not. It says Meta for Business, your account will be locked in 24 hours.
Is that on Messenger?
No, that's on my email.
Okay, you can forward one of those to us and we can have a look as well, but it probably is spam. I don't see anything wrong with your account. Just don't click on any of those links or anything like that.
Okay. All right, so I'm just typing that, is this real or spam? And y'all can help me with that.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so I just sent that to support. Okay, that email.
Okay, let me have a look. Didn't get it just yet.
And then this is what I was calling back. The local Splash team wrote me and said, I'll call your cell focused on Facebook tags.
Yeah, so basically, I think what happened is that there's not really a thing on tags on ads. So I'm not. That's why I was trying to establish what that actually, where that came from, and what the tags were, because that's not there isn't a thing like that. So I think it may have been a mistake if the person that was emailing you at the time, I think they made a mistake and they were just referring to ads because we spoke about the ads then. So
okay.
Yeah. Let me just see here. Okay, this looks like spam to me because it's asking you to pick a link which is not related to Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me just see here. And the from email address. Let's see. Give me 1 second. Yeah, okay, this is that link is definitely phishing. This is spam.
Okay.
That can be ignored. That is spam. Is that what all of them are sort of looking at, leading you to a link?
Okay. All right.
No, I'm asking, is the other emails also like that, with the link like that?
Yes, I'm pretty sure they are, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because there's nothing I can see that's any issues with the page, and we'll also be notified if there was.
Okay.
And, they wouldn't normally email like that either. Okay, so that's great. And then with the tags thing, I think it was just a mistake on our side when we were emailing you. There isn't anything to set up with tags or anything like that. I think they were just referring to Facebook ads at the time and then mentioned tags, and I think that was the confusion. Because I remember checking with you where that email came from, and I see that's probably why then.
Okay.
So, yeah, there isn't anything like that to worry about with the tags. I didn't get your message. Let me just check somewhere else. I wanted to see what you were referring to here.
In here, I just did another one that I got that just looks like spam. An agency ambassador. I mean, just stuff like that. I think it's just definitely think all of those are spam related. Yeah.
I didn't get your message for some reason. I think, I'll send you a text that you can maybe respond to, because I can't see that we got your text.
Let me try it again. Seven, seven, six, three, five, six, two, two, five. All right. I just sent it again.
Oh, it's going to my local Splash, that number that y'all are sending me leads from, 877-6325.
Yeah, I'm just going to send you a text that you can respond to, because I think
okay.
It could be because maybe you're texting from another number and our system doesn't pick it up.
No, that's the same one, and I've sent the picture twice. I'm sending it again, and it is to this number. I see, hi, Valerie. Yep.
Is that the number you texted already? Because I know sometimes
yes.
It can come from.
Yes.
That's very strange. We didn't get it yet.
I've sent it three times now. Yep.
Let me see. Maybe there's a delay. I'm not sure. Let's see here. Yeah, still nothing comes through. There might be a delay. Is that an email, though? You could also forward that email if that works for you.
Okay.
And I can take a look.
I wonder why you're not, but you won't be able to see it on the, like, online. It looks fine. It's when I print it.
When you...
Because I print it, and I call them, and I make notes on that page.
Okay, that could be why then, because when I see the email that was sent on our side, it looks fine. Yeah, this is also a spam email that you sent here, so I'll just respond to that to you.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, I can send this. But it will look fine. It's when I print it that it's all over the place.
Okay, so that's when you'll do, so the email comes through fine. It's when you do something on your end that changes.
Yes, when I print it.
You say print it.
Then it comes in. I literally get a paper copy.
You actually print the email.
Yes. So
okay.
I can take notes for what they're wanting for their wedding on it, but it's all written all over each other, but you can't see it in the picture I sent because...
Oh, I see. Yeah, I'm not familiar. It could be one of a printing setting on your side, because, I mean, if the email comes to sign and it changes when you print it, I'm not really sure. It could be a setting when you're doing your printing, maybe. I'm not 100% sure on that. But what I was going to say is you are able to look at the leads on the local Splash dashboard as well, and there's also a place where you can leave notes there as well, but I know some people, I know you might prefer, it in paper, I guess, but it could be a setting with the printing perhaps, but I'm not familiar with the printing settings, but...
Okay, I'm on my dashboard now, and it says local leads. And then it has listings 45. And it said one review. What is, I don't know if I've got this support. How do I get rid of that support so I can read? How do I get rid of that little customer support on the side?
It's like an arrow pointing down where you can...
Uh-huh, found it. Okay. All right. So up at the top, then it said 126 leads, 45 listing, Google ad clicks, 133. So what has been generated from that ad thing?
Okay, so you would go into the leads tab. So you see where it says home and then leads?
Uh-huh.
And then it will show all your leads there, under all. So it'll show all the leads that you have there, and then you're able to add notes onto that specific lead, and also, like, say, follow-up needed or completed, scheduled or not interested or not a valid lead.
All right, so I click on their name. Do I click on the envelope or what to
fill out
notes?
or to write
them? Okay, so if you click on the name, then towards the right, it comes up with their name, phone number, and then there's like a little box that will say follow up. I'm looking at Amanda's one now, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and then it says follow up needed.
Uh-huh.
You can click on the drop down there, and it will give you options to like sort of disposition that lead. So if it was not valid, if it's completed, no answer, or whatever it might be. And then just below that, there's the notes field where it says add notes.
I don't see that.
I see the Amanda, her phone number, the little box beside it.
Just where it says follow up needed.
Follow up needed, yes.
And then below that is like there's, it says notes and then add notes.
It doesn't say notes. There's nothing written underneath that. It just says follow-up needed, and it's all in yellow.
Okay, and then below that, there's nothing below that.
No, it's a little box with all her, you know, like a little label, and no, there's nothing written underneath that.
Okay, I'm going to send you a text to see. I just want to see if it's the same screen that you're on. Just give me one moment.
Okay. Oh, over here to the side, I see notes. Okay, yes. All right. And then
there's an add notes. So, I understand that you probably do prefer paper notes, I guess, but you are able to add notes here as well, if that's useful. But cause the thing is, I think that's a printing setting that could be, changing what it looks like, perhaps. I'm not sure.
All right. This says I got these are leads, all of them from how long?
Well, when you're on the page like that, it's all time. That's like all time that all the leads received, yeah.
So since this is my first time to do Facebook ads, then I've had, it says 15 and then it has in parentheses 5. What does that mean? Like there's been, why are they two different numbers?
The 5 is the ones that haven't been opened on the, so if you go on the, if you go onto a lead, there's some with like a blue envelope and then that's closed, and then some with the open envelope. So you may not have opened it on the dashboard itself, but you did get them on email, so it might not be that you haven't seen the lead, it just hasn't been clicked on the dashboard here itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why does it have my name on there?
Sorry?
Like, my name is always included on it.
Where's that?
Where it said Amanda, and then it says Alfredo, and then my name.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I think you have a call tracking number with us, so you may have sent a text message to that number, so it's showing there. It could be. Let me just see here. Yeah, so that is, I think what that is, there's only one there, I believe. Let me just load some more. I think that is when you've used the call tracking number, there's a message, because I see there's quite a lot of SMSs there. So it's just one entry, and it's all the messages that have been sent or been sent to you from the call tracking number.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the first thing says Amanda, and the second one says Alfredo, and it says scheduled. I didn't click scheduled because I don't know how that works.
Okay, so this also uses, this also basically will use like a transcription tool to look at the calls that are taking place, and then if it appears that there's like something has been scheduled, then it does disposition this automatically as well. But you are able to go there and change it.
Okay. Because I don't remember the Sanchez Pilar. I don't remember getting that one. I wonder if I've, okay. Some of these definitely I've gotten the
That says it was scheduled. Like, you've had quite a few calls. There's been three calls with Sanchez.
Oh, there has been? Did I call him or he called me?
I can't actually see if I can't see if you called. But there is, if you click on his name, and then on the right it pops up, there's three calls there.
Okay. Says I answered there, I guess.
Uncle
has call duration.
Oh, he phoned you. Sanchez phoned you, I think.
And then it says answered, so I guess I answered.
Yes, you did. You spoke to the 2 minutes, 2 minutes, and then 3 minutes. Yeah, there's been a few calls there.
Okay. And, like, I called this AUG, and I left a message. Katie, I called last night and left a message, but it doesn't record that. I wonder why.
Did you call from your call tracking number or from your personal number?
No, how would I call from my call tracking number? So the same or
on the local Splash app.
Oh.
Yeah, have you got the app?
I don't have the app.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so if you do get the app, then you can actually... So the calls from the call tracking number, when they call you, are recorded, obviously, because it goes to the system. But if you're calling from your number, it wouldn't be recorded. But if you do call from the local Splash app, then it would show there, if you wanted to do that. And that's on the local Splash app. I think if you go to one of our emails at the bottom, there's a link.
But I want it on my phone. I'm going to get it.
Oh, on your phone, yeah. So there's a link to download the app on... So there's a link to download the app onto your phone there. I just sent the emails of the instructions to get into the app as well.
That will help, because when people, I'm calling them from my cell phone, I don't think they recognize, you know, that number. And so being able to call them from the...
Well, having said that, I'm just thinking they wouldn't necessarily, for the Facebook leads, for example, they wouldn't actually have, if they submitted a lead, they wouldn't necessarily know which number you're going to call from anyway. But for the ones where they've called you and then you try to call them back, I think that would be helpful. Then they know that it's you. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I still haven't seen that email coming through yet.
No, I sent it. Yeah, it says it's sent.
Oh, there we go. On it says Facebook. All right. Please do not click on any links, especially. Oh, no, that's still about spam. Okay. Okay, so that's not it. That one just came through, though.
Sorry, I think that's our system responding.
Okay, there we go. Local Splash app. All right. Introduction video. All right, how to log in. So I guess I go to the app store on my phone.
Yeah.
And it's called, where does it say? What is it just called? Local Splash?
Correct.
All right.
Are you on Android or Apple?
Apple.
Okay.
Okay, local Splash. All right. All right, it has a red L and a blue F.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So I guess I'm getting it. Do I have to use the same login information as before? Please update to use the latest version of the application. Do I push update?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Get started. Microphone.
So you'll need to allow all those settings, like microphone, and so you can use the phone feature on there.
All right. Enter your phone number to get started. Do I enter my local Splash phone number, or do I put in my cell phone number?
You can, I think it's, you know when you log on to the dashboard, which number did you use for that?
I would have used my...
Yeah, the 956-439-448.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be able to use that.
Okay.
And then you should receive a one-time password by text. Login.
Alright. Alright. I just knew what I did. Home. It's got total results, total leads, reviews, Google profile actions, like it must be the home. Calls. No calls yet. Get started by calling a lead. Alright, so then I just push this, want to make a call. This feature is not available with your current subscription. Please contact us to enable.
Oh, I see. So it's saying it's not available. Okay, I think what I will need to do is ask our team. I think there might need to be a migration so that you are able to use the app. So let me speak to them.
Okay.
To arrange that for you, and then we can let you know once that's done, if that's okay.
Okay. All right.
I just actually forgot about that. I think because you have been with us for quite a while, I think you may be on an old number, and I think we have to port, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to confirm the process, but I think we have to make sure, we have to do something on our end, basically, to allow the app to work. I've completely forgot about that, but I will speak to the team and get that arranged for you.
Okay. Alright.
And then you'll
Is
be
there anything
to...
else I'm missing, that, because I've been with y'all a long time?
No, not really. You've got the app now, which is great. And then we will set that up so it can work, and I'll give you a call once that's done, so that you're able to see it there as well. And then as far to my, then the calls, it will also call your app as well, like if somebody calls in.
Say that one more time.
So with the app, then when people do call the call tracking number, it will call the app as well.
And so I can answer my phone just normal, right?
Yes. Yes, it will still ring like normal, how it normally does.
But it will register, I guess, is what you're saying. It'll register that a call came in through the app. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I will speak to the team about that, and then we'll also update the question on the ad to ask for more information. So just remind me what is ideal for you. So you want the date of the wedding, right?
I would. I'd like the bride's name, the groom's name, and the wedding date.
Bride and groom.
And their email. That would be ideal. If I could have those four things.
Okay, bride and groom name, wedding day, email. Okay. That's fine. I will ask our team to update that on the ad. Look, I'm not saying it's going to come through every time, but we can say that we want that, and then hopefully people will be prompted, you know, to fill it in, to fill that in, yeah.
And I've seen, like, an ad that said sponsored on my Facebook when I've been looking at it, and I thought it was just going to people that are looking for a wedding, so is that true or not true?
No, so with Facebook ads, if somebody Googles something, Google will show results, right? But with Facebook, people aren't necessarily searching on Facebook for that specific thing. But what Facebook does is presents the ad to people that they think might be interested in your services based on what they've done across Facebook and, like, Google and stuff like that. So I don't know if you've ever done it, but, for example, if I Google shoes today, I'm probably going to see shoes a bit later coming up on my Facebook feed and the ads, because it sort of tracks, you know, what you're doing. So it will show, like, if somebody's searching for weddings or something, that it might then display your ad. I think perhaps it might show to you, but it's actually quite rare that the clients see their own ads when they're on Facebook, because normally it will obviously target people other than that. But I think maybe if it can show to you as well, there is cases where it can show to you or anyone actually that they think might be interesting. It could be if you've done searches for certain things, that's why it's triggering you to see it as well.
All right. And then
it's not necessarily
every time there's a click.
With Facebook ads, it's not pay-per-click, actually. It works on impressions, which is the amount of times that people have actually seen, how many times people see your ad. So one impression is when your ad is on a screen. And then there's no sort of fixed cost for an impression or anything like that. It works in like a bidding strategy. So it's all done in Facebook sort of back on the algorithm and everything like that. So you are with other advertisers that are advertising the same thing, will like sort of bid for space, and then that's how the ad shows. You're not paying per click necessarily. It's more paying just to have, or you're not paying per lead necessarily either. You're paying for impressions, which just depends on the bidding on the day when the ad is shown to multiple people. So there's not really a fixed cost at all for that.
Okay.
But Google Ads is a pay-per-click, yes. I know you've got Google Ads as well. That is pay-per-click, but Facebook Ads is a little bit different.
And on my dashboard, it said, like, Google Verified or something like that, and it didn't have any.
So
does
Google
that mean nobody's clicked on that?
No. So Google Verified is different to Google Ads.
Okay.
So Google Ads is where the person will click on Google, it takes you to their website, right? Oh, sorry, if you click on a Google Ad, then it will take you to the website generally, or sometimes there's an option to call. Now, Google Verified is a pay-per-lead program that Google offers. It's not the same as Google Ads. So because the Google Ads, like the leads would not show on the dashboard from Google Ads because they've gone to your website. So it wouldn't actually show on the dashboard here. But what I was going to say is, Google Verified is a pay-per-lead program. I'm not sure that they have the option for Google Verified. No, I can see it's not actually a category that Google Verified offers. But that is a different product, Google Verified. It was previously called Google Guaranteed.
I'm looking on this Google Insights on my dashboard, and it shows, like, October, November, December, January, February, March, and then April, and we just started April, so that's why it's little, and then March was higher, and that's because I'm paying y'all, right? I started in February, or...
Yes, sir. Of Google Insights, that's for your Google business profile. So that's also actually not the ads necessarily. That's more the organic. So that's where we like optimize your Google business profile with SEO and keywords and everything like that. So it's not necessarily that you paid us for that. Well, we did optimize and everything like that, but that's not paid advertising. That's just your Google business profile insights or actions that have happened from your Google business profile. To see the results for Google Ads, you would go to the Google Ads tab under Ad Campaigns.
I see it. And it said amount spent $323.60. So we have a total amount, right, that number can go up to, right?
Yes, there's a fixed monthly amount that we invoice you for Google Ads. Let me just see what that is. Your Google Ads monthly budget. Oh, your Google monthly budget for Google Ads is $300. I see. So that's what you'll be billed for monthly.
Well, I wanted it to, you know, end. Like, I just wanted to experiment with this, and they said 2 months. So that you do see where it ends, right?
Let me see here. I don't. So it's added to your subscription, but I think maybe the person that you did that was might follow up with you at that stage to see if it is something that you want to continue with. If not, then I can make a note for that. So you did your first month now, and then the next bill. Oh, your bill again tomorrow. I see. And then the next bill date would be May 9th. So would you like them to give you a call before then, just to check, or?
Well, I'm probably not going to continue. Like, I'm probably
okay.
Just going to. So, but yes, I mean, they can call, and maybe I'll change my mind. Because it looks like, okay, there was 133 clicks. So that was $2.42 a click, from what it looks like.
Yeah, that's sort of, an average, yeah.
Yeah. So, I probably, because I've not booked any more, you know, they said, like, you need to do this for 2 months and see.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just see. We'll see how it goes. I can't see that I've booked. Any more weddings than I normally would have, but I am getting more, I would say I'm getting more leads than, are you able to compare that from last year to this year? Like, can you compare last March with this March?
Well, you weren't running Facebook ads or Google ads last year, so there was not, there wouldn't be anything to compare it to, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because, like, if you were running last year and then again this year, then we could see that. But, I mean, in terms of bookings, I guess that's something you would need to see if there was more. But if you, I mean, you're getting more calls, you mentioned. But let me go onto the dashboard again. I want to go into the lead section for the last 30 days. So in the last 30 days, it's saying 39 leads. And then let's see. Okay, you can actually do it on here. But like, obviously now that you're doing ads, there's nothing to compare the ads to, but we can just see the amount of leads perhaps for last year, you know.
Okay.
So let's see what you got for the month of March last year. Okay, it's not working. Sorry. So it was 39 leads this year. This month, the last 30 days. Oh, sorry, I'm doing this wrong. I really want March. I just as a tipping point there. Yeah, so there's 39 leads here for that, and then let's see if I can see last year's now, see if it works. Thirty-six for last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I'm not seeing a big difference, and so I'm just wondering, you know, if I paid $900, it's not getting me a ton more, but, I mean, if one of those leads booked, it could pay for, you know, potentially for the extra three. Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. Just a question, is March sort of your inquiry season? Like, could I look at, because is that sort of when you get, is that like a season for you, or?
It starts picking up in March. That's why I was trying to get it started, because, they start.
I was just looking now, because February there were 16 leads, that's before you had ads, but then it's not really worth comparing that if that's not, like, inquiry season. I see January was also 17 leads, but like you said, it picks up in March. So Okay, you know what would be interesting then to me is to have a look at February last year, perhaps.
Yeah, let's do.
February last year, 32, interesting. And then January last year, 29. Okay, so it was quieter this year before the ads. That's interesting.
Yeah, that was another reason I decided to spend money is because I was not getting as many calls. It was much slower.
Yeah.
This year than it has been. So I thought, well, maybe doing the ads, and maybe doing the ads got me up to where it used to be.
Yeah.
But why has it slowed down? Because I'm still being able to be found on Google. But it definitely has slowed down. And know why?
No, at first glance, I can't really see. I do know that Google has changed. So obviously with Google, they wanting people to spend money on ads. So now if you actually go on Google, it used to be that you get sponsored results and then the map section, right? And now when you Google something, you first get the AI search thing, and then it goes to Google Guaranteed Leads or Google Verified, and then it goes to Sponsored, and then it goes to the map section. So it could be that, like with all those changes to Google, when people are searching, that there's less organic traffic happening, like through the SEO efforts and stuff like that. So that could be the case. But I mean, there's many different factors that can take, but we have found, you know, what I have seen with some of the business profiles not getting as much traction as they used to, because there's so much more on Google when somebody does a search of sponsored results before you get to the map organic area. So.
And is this sponsored the same as what I'm doing?
Yeah, sponsored, Google Ads is like also sponsored, sponsored results, yeah.
Okay.
Correct, yeah. So that could be why you've obviously got back to where it used to be. Because I know that, so I'm sure you've done Google search, you've seen that AI box at the top, right? AI results. But that's, I think, started in the last year. So that's obviously pushed space, like real estate, down on the page, if that makes sense as well. Mm-hmm. So that could be one of the reasons as well. But yeah, it could be many different factors as well. Let me see, your website, is it a website that we did, or, oh, it's your own website, I see, okay, yeah. Let me just open it up. Oh, I'm not actually able to open your website on my side for some reason. Let's try here.
You must not be, are you in, where are you located?
California.
California?
Yes.
And you're not able to open it? I know India or Philippines that they're not able to, but California, I would definitely want you to be able to open it.
Yeah, no, it's probably because of the VPN that I use for work. I think that's probably why. Oh, okay, here it is loading now slowly. I think it's just on my side. But yeah, I see it's your own way. What I was checking is so the websites that we do, I was just checking to see if it was a website that we did or it was yours, but I can see it's your one. It's not one of ours, so yeah. But yes, that's great. So yeah, there could be many, reasons why that could have happened. But I think the ads is good to get you back to where it should be, and hopefully, if there has been one that's sort of paid, like returned on that investment for you, I think that's good. But I would completely understand if it doesn't, why you might not want to continue after the 2 months that you initially agreed with for the ads, and then to focus on the organic again.
Yeah. Well, but you have a good point that Google has changed the way they do things, and doing this ad has got me back to where it was normally.
Yes.
And if I left it organic, it might not have done any. Yeah.
It's true. That's the thing. I think more and more they're wanting people to spend rather than have the organic you know, with the map area there. And also, ads can get you further reach as well. Like if there's people in the area or outside, further out, that you maybe you'll never. Because remember the map area on Google, like with your Google Business Profile, that can only go so far in terms of reach. Whereas with ads, it can reach you know, areas a bit further out. That might be looking in the area, because with the map area, that's for local searches, right? So somebody's in the local area or searching specifically for that area, whereas with ads, it could be a bit further out of the person searching for venue, like different areas and stuff like that. So it definitely does help to be spending on ads. I mean, I think it is hard, it is more difficult these days for the organic traffic only to expect that still. With all the changes, you know, so, yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, I appreciate your help. Is there any suggestions you have for me just looking at that?
Not right now. I don't have. I just want to get to, I was just looking at the app for you to get that sorted for the call, so you can call out from there as well. I'm just checking with the team, and then I'll get back to you on that. And then I'll take a look. But from what I can see, I can't see anything. I can't see anything that is wrong. If that makes sense, I just see if there is anything else that can be optimized. But it looks like everything's set up very well.
Okay.
From yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Well, and then well, I'm glad you've got the app now, and also you've seen the notes section. So, with the printing thing, I think that just might be the printing setting, not something that we can change on our end. Hopefully. Or you could, I guess, just thinking about it now, you could copy the lead information like onto a Word document or something like that, and then print that, and maybe that will adjust so it's not all over the place. Maybe that would work.
I mean, that just makes more work. I don't want to do that, but yes.
Oh, no, I hear you.
That would be a possibility, yes.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, and then I'll also add to the ad about the bride and group name, the email address, and the wedding date, so you can get some more info. But like I mentioned, it's not guaranteed that they will actually put their information, but hopefully some of them will.
Okay. Well, very good. You've been very helpful. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you so much. I'll be in touch once my team's got back to me about the app for the phone calls.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I hope you have a good day.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.